The Oscars are on today, and Mark and I were just talking before the news about how if it's nominated for an Oscar, because I'm a pleb, I will probably find it too arty and too slow. Like, pretty much, there used to be a time that I was interested in Oscar movies. Now I'm like, they are usually the list of the movies that I'm not interested in.
Is that right?
Yes.
Even Barbie.
No, well, I mean, Barbie wasn't nominated for Best Picture, was it? And Barbie was a great movie.
Well, I saw Oppenheimer, and it was just, I don't know, it was like they were trying to fit too much in it.
Right. But see, you know, let's say, and I'm not saying that this fits it or not, but Top Gun Maverick, that everyone wanted to see, would never be nominated for an Oscar. A million years, would they never nominate that for an Oscar.
It's not an Oscars movie, though.
Why not? Like, is it because if people want to see it, can it not be nominated?
Well, it's just Air Force propaganda. You know, the first one came round. The first Top Gun movie went round. The whole world, there was a spike in enlistments for the Air Force. Can you believe that? And on, like, not just for America, for Russia, Saudi Arabia, all around the world where that movie was shown.
Surely you've got a movie. I remember years ago when The Hangover, you know, made a whole lot of cultural waves. Everyone wanted to see it. Everyone liked it. It sort of ticked so many boxes. And they were like, this will never be nominated for an Oscar.
No.
It's the best movie that's been made this year and no one will nominate it.
That's a big call. I don't know if it's the best. It was The Hangover.
Because it's a comedy, it can't be the best. Why can't a comedy be the best?
Absolutely can, and I'm sure other comedies have won. But The Hangover is about three or four blokes getting loaded.
Yeah, but it was nuanced. It was nuanced.
I think you're dreaming, mate. I think you're barking up the wrong tree there. There are other movies, though, that should have made it, you know. Could have been your fave.
What's yours?
Sir Les Patterson Saves the World. Absolutely robbed.
That's ridiculous.
No, I'm joking. Pulp Fiction.
There you go. Pulp Fiction. Why was Pulp Fiction not an Oscar movie?
It was up.
Kill Bill. Why didn't Kill Bill win one?
If I could just stay with Pulp Fiction for a sec, it was up against Forrest Gump.
Oh, there you go.
Forrest Gump didn't age well. Forrest Gump, if you talk to people, they're like, Forrest Gump is, for a whole heap of reasons, really shouldn't have even been nominated. And it won Best Picture up against Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction was never going to win, yet it's still the best thing Tarantino's ever made and still turns heads now. No one's rewatching Tom Hanks in that movie, yet everyone's watching Pulp.
What's the best movie that never got an Oscar?
And if you're backing me on Sir Les Patterson Saves the World, give us a call. And I guess this year's would be Barbie. It's not going to win an Oscar.
Yep.
Says a lot. A lot of people watched it. Made $2 billion, turned over at the box office. Maybe it was Man from Snowy River. That's okay. Jackie's joined us from Woodford. Jackie, what movie missed out for you?
What Dreams May Come.
What dreams may come?
Now, you're going to have to give us,
Robin Williams.
Oh, yes, yes. Beautiful movie.
It was an art movie. He dies and he's in his wife's art for heaven.
Okay. There you go. And you know what? Perfect day movie for a rainy day.
What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. Jackie, thank you.
All right.
Sue in Pacific Paradise. What's the movie that missed out, Sue?
Look, I'm not sure the full name. It's Leonardo DiCaprio's in it and he plays Gilbert Grape.
It's literally called What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Great movie.
Fantastic. And you know what? He's never won an Oscar.
Oh, hang on. No. He won one for the one where he was attacked by the bear. What's the one where he was in the bear one?
There you go. I've just lost a bet.
There you go. Yes, it is true. It's called The Bear and it was in 2016.
And that was a solid movie as well. But What's Eating Gilbert Grape has actually got Johnny Depp in it too.
Yeah, it has. It has. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
It wasn't The Bear, was it?
It's called The Revenant.
The Revenant. That's what it was called, yes.
The Revenant. That's it.
You know, you don't have to be Bill Collins. You can just give us a call and let us know.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Oh, no, I'm blurring that with Erin Brockovich. Because remember there was the stink that Julia Roberts got the the award for Erin Brockovich. And then a lot of people saying, hang on a minute, there was actresses that did way better than job in that than she did in Erin Brockovich. And obviously the Academy disagreed. What do you say, Greggy? Mate, what are some of the movies that have missed out on some of the big recognition?
I reckon there's a couple. Shawshank Redemption's one of them.
Oh, for sure. Oh, how yeah. that missed out on Oscar, I have no idea.
It's absolutely, and it's doing better now than when it was released. And there's another movie called The Departed.
Oh, The Departed.
With Leonardo yes, and yes. Jack Nicholson.
Oh, my. Huge cast, and it is absolutely brilliant.
I thought that got a lot of attention. I thought that did really well at the box office, Greg.
I don't think it got any awards though.
I remember going to see that movie, and isn't the last scene like basically they just kill everyone?
Pretty much.
They're all departed.
They are departed.
The name totally gave it away. Hey, yeah, just going back to Shawshank Redemption, it got a lot of nominations.
Oh, did it? And didn't get a win.
Morgan Freeman, best sound, best cinematography, best screenplay, all nominees, didn't win.
Really is one of the best movies of all time.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And still, like, you hear people say, oh, that's my favourite movie, And look, The Departed. There was a lot of big fat paychecks in that movie.
Yeah, a lot of people, they got their Oscars. It was in the term of a check.
Vanessa's joined us from Yandina. Which is it?
The best romantic movie of all time, The Notebook.
How did that not get an Oscar? The movies that just stand the test of time. Yes. Well written, well acted, beautifully shot.
Isn't there a bit of a backlash against that now? Because he comes off as a bit creepy?
Don't think
because
so.
He's so like over the top with his love obsession.
No,
are you sure?
I am.
It was The Notebook. Someone was a bit critical of it because it's borderline obsessive. The guys,
stop, you know what it. I mean?
I haven't seen it. I'm just saying, this is just what I heard. Yeah. You know what you hear. Oh, I've hurt Caroline's feelings now,
yes,
Georgie. We better
yes, you
go.
Have. Wrong.
We better wrap this up. Are you sure?
And Georgie's too.
Georgie's hurt too. Oh, look, I'm just having a conversation here. Hang on, you've shut me down, but The Notebook is one of the worst movies made. Its characters are problematic. Noah is an obsessive creep. All you have to do is put Notebook problems.
And I did that. I did exactly that after you got on this train. And these are the problems that they say. For instance, that he hangs off the Ferris wheel and says, "I'm going to jump unless you go out with me."
Yeah, so he threatens with suicide.
It's a joke. He's laughing the whole time, and then that he writes her a letter every day when she doesn't get the letters, and that he builds a house hoping that one day they'll be married. And people have written underneath it when idiots say, "Oh, this is why this is just a toxic relationship," and people have written underneath, "Isn't that why it's a movie? Because it's not real life." It's exaggerated. It's just, an exaggerated form of someone being in love with someone.
But you're holding it up as a great form or a great example of romance, and I think people are sort of saying, well, hang on, this isn't a great example
of romance. If you held every movie to that, against that standard, any movie that someone gets killed or murdered in is a terrible movie. That's toxic. But it is so toxic.
You're no longer breaking down this movie. You're just speaking broadly and saying, well, you can't break down this movie because then you've got to break down all the movies. I'm just saying that if you're going to hold this up as a ultra romantic movie that's beautiful and makes you cry and all those things, then have a good look at it.
And I did. And that's exactly what I said. I said it is just a story, and to say, oh, he threatened suicide if she didn't go out with him is patently ridiculous. If you've seen the movie, he's being silly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And she's laughing and he's laughing and then she goes, all right, I'll date you. It's not like this. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Say no, don't.
Well, don't argue with me. You can go and argue with the 10,000 articles I've since found.
I found one. And it's the same one you found.
No, it's not. Look, I'll show you.
I found her and Reddit.
Here we go.